The Arizona Cardinals Daily Report is presented by the Arizona Lottery. You can't win if you don't play.
When you say to your team that you're going to make changes if you guys aren't making plays, and you've done that already in a couple of spots, you got to stay consistent with that message. And, you know, I'll say it again, Craig. I just said it a minute ago. We're playing against a really good football team. Best record in the NFC in their place. And, you know, you with where we are as an offense right now, playing so many young guys, having two rookie tackles, you can't miss plays that you have to make. You can't miss those. So, you know, going forward in that position where we were in the game, we had to see if we put in a player that wouldn't miss those plays. And, you know, you can talk about patience or where you were in the game or all that. You know, everything's geared towards giving us the best chance to win. And from what I've seen of Ryan out here in my time with him, he's made plays in practice. And, you know, it's not as much about what John as it is just about where we are as a team and what we're trying to get done as an offense and being a consistent message with our players. He did a nice job of managing it. I mean, he's very aware of the clock. He called timeout one time because he saw the clock running down. You know, for a rookie quarterback in that type of situation to be heads up to that, it was good. I mean, I was on the sideline ready to call the timeout, but he called it, and, you know, that was a good sign that he was very aware of what was going on in the game. I mean, we've got to get better as an offense. We got to be more productive, regardless of what our situation is with the tackles, with the running backs, with everything. You know, we've got to work hard to make more plays, and that's what it's really about. We're going to activate Vini this week, and I expect him to play, barring something happening. He's a 1,000-yard running back in the NFL. He's a big guy. He looks good physically in practice. So you like to think that it can help us. And continuity's been a real issue for us, you know, as far as having the same guys in the lineup and playing young guys. It's, you know, it's difficult. You got to work through some things. But our guys have done a great job of staying together and making plays, and I really believe that we're close. They feel like we're close. You know, even though we haven't been as productive offensively this year as we'd like to, you know, we're working hard to try to get better, and our defense is carrying the load. You know, 3 or 4 years ago, offense carried the load, and the defense wasn't very good. And, you know, it's a process that we're unfortunately painfully going through right now, but we're working to get out of it. And just the fact that we went down and played against a team like that and fought our tails off and had a chance to win it, you know, it shows the character of our team. But that doesn't mean anything unless you win games in this league. Don't think for 1 second that it doesn't burn a hole in my gut or our players' bellies, because they want to win. That's what this game's all about, and they're working hard. But, you know, if you look at the games this year, we've been in the games. We've been a couple of plays away from winning a few more games. And, you know, we're a kick away from winning the Buffalo game. And there's a couple of other games where if we make a play or two, we're in it. Yesterday is another example of that. So to me, you know, I'm not defending it, but in my career in this league, that when you're in a lot of games, it shows you got a team that's making progress and pretty close. And we've had some setbacks with injury this year that we've had to deal with, and that's hurt us. And we're trying to fight through that. But our guys are working hard, and I really believe that we're close. And, you know, we're going to continue to put players in that we feel like give us the best chance to win going forward. It creates the right atmosphere, and, you know, we're going to be okay. I know it's not easy. We're not happy about it, but I appreciate the support of our fans that know we're working hard at it.